the greatest monument of mercy and grace. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. Philippians chapter 1 verse 23. Once departed from this poor world, every true believer will regard himself as the greatest monument of mercy and grace that is to be found in heaven. Only then will each glorified saint fully understand what a vile sinner he once was, what he now is by sovereign grace, what a precious Savior he now has, what an accursed hell he was delivered from, and what a glorious eternal inheritance he now has. Oh, what songs of praise and thanksgiving he will then pour forth to God and to the Lamb forever. Revelation chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. In a loud voice they sang, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be praise and honor and glory and power, forever and ever." And so we will be with the Lord forever. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17. And when life's journey is over and I, the dear Savior, shall see, I'll praise him forever and ever for saving a sinner like me. Charles Butler.